summertime on the docks of the Mississippi Valley barge line. Stoking towboats on those long hot days, getting half days off, sometimes with pay. Became a steamboat captain, he wrote the songs to Mark Twain, rolling down the river to New Orleans. Oh, I can hear something coming up around the bend. It's the Julia Bell Swain boys gleaming and steaming on in. And it's Radio John standing at the helm with a wave and a smile and some yarns to tell. He always played them songs with the vamp in the middle, with a hustle and a shuffle and a skittle or little. He wrote songs every day, loud and scratch and scribble, so the tunes that he wrote he could play on his fiddle. Well, I went up the river, come away last Sunday night, with my fiddle and my banjo and my baby that hold me tight. A banjo man, he wrote what he sang, with rhythm like a piston on a railroad train. To see Radio John with his two-tone shoes, just a slipping and a sliding while he danced for you. He knew who every crooked turn up and down the Mississippi was a Huckleberry Finn and dear words hippie. Now Radio John is the old troubadour with rhythm like a while he was tapping his shoes, we was having a ball. Yeah, Radio John had us all sing along, just a clapping and a stomping to every one of his songs. He could make us happy and sometimes make us cry. And looking back now, wish we never had to say goodbye. It was 6.0 KSVL, where you played those songs we all knew so well. It's a Radio
Foster.
So all I had to do was pick up the guitar, huh? One more John Hartford song for you while we're on this thought pattern. This is one of John in his songwriting day, you know, where he first came to Nashville, known as a songwriter, and Chet Atkins got him on RCA Records. And just some of the most beautiful love songs I think anybody ever wrote. For me, he was up there with, you know, Mickey Newberry and Kris Kristofferson. He was that important in Nashville songwriting. And speaking of love songs, I've had occasion to play with a lot of different people over the years, and for a while I was wearing a suit and tie and playing with Lyle Lovett on the road. And Lyle has some interesting observations I'll share with you that one day he told me, he goes, you know, if you look in the audience as we're playing, he said, you know, it's pretty easy to figure out who came together to the show as a couple, who the couples are in the audience. I said, yeah. And he said, and then if you keep studying it throughout the show, it's going to become kind of apparent which person in the couple wanted to attend the show the most. Okay. So for those of you who may not have wanted to attend as much as your partner, you've really done the right thing. May there be a jewel in your starry crown tonight.
Amen.
This one is one of John's crazy, wonderful love songs called A Simple Thing as Love.